This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2188. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded April 27th, Antarctica, Brazil, Canary Islands, Chile, Colombia, Cuba, Denmark, Europe, Indonesia, Christmas Island, Korea South, Kurdistan, Mexico, Myanmar, North America, Peru, Saudi Arabia, Spain, Turkey, UAE, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Unidentifieds, DRM, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, LRA 36 Antarctica was on the air Saturday, April 22nd. Reported at 2046 UT by Manuel Mendez in Spain on the usual 15475.98 reduced carrier USB. I could barely hear it when I checked at 2303, but according to Adrian Corol of RAI in Buenos Aires, who's also involved in LRA 36, via Estudioling Post, the winter 2023 staff has arrived at Base Antarctica Conjunta Esperanza. Do you want to know the new LRA 36 dream team? They are all Antarctic women. I'm going to read off all their names. Lorena del Carmen Alvarado, Maria Victoria Menéndez, Noemí del Valle Cisneros, Ariadna Verónica Berardo, and Adriana Novakovsky. We don't know yet if they were actually taking part in this first broadcast on April 22nd. And there were no reports, including when I tried, of LRA 36 on Wednesday before or after that date. However, on Wednesday, April 26th at 2309 UT for about half an hour, I was hearing via remote in Argentina, tuned to that frequency, some intermittent, rather musical utility tones. They would come and go, but always seemed to be the same series of tones. I suppose nothing to do with LRA 36. Here is a pirate frequency in Brazil we should be aware of elsewhere, 9290, reported by Claudio Galas in Chile, April 19th at 2158 UT, with music, but he says it is Radio Araucaria. I spell A-R-A-U-C-A-R-I-A. Here's another pirate, reported by Manuel Mendez in Spain, on 6205, a relay of Coast FM in the Canary Islands, before and after 19 UT on 27 April in English. Coast FM Canary Islands is the ID with local weather and sports and pop songs. The British DX Club Peter Jones replies, it was very clear from a remote receiver in Carlow, Ireland. It's great to have Coast FM back on shortwave. Last time I logged them was in 2019 on 6230. Claudio Galas in Chile also reports the pirate in Chile, RCW, a radio compañía worldwide, which is on a variety of frequencies, but this time 5810, with music and football around April 22nd, midnight 15 to midnight 55 UT. And again, almost 24 hours later at 2345, that's when they were playing football. The reactivated Al Caravan radio in Colombia, Puerto Lleras, continues to be quite reliable. It's about 50 hertz below 5910 and running all night. Also reported by Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in Brazil, April 23rd at 0720 with Latin music selections. However, we don't hear much anymore from its sibling station on 6010, The Voice of Thy Conscience. More on that strange ham station, HK3QQ in Bogota, Colombia, on 10125 CW I mentioned last week. It seems like just about every night around 0630 they are running on the air with keyboard letters in sequence, but listening closely since then, I've noticed they aren't exactly accurate. Instead of letter P, they send X. And furthermore, two letters are skipped, R and, at the end of the sequence, M. As I monitored again on April 20th and 21st, and on the 25th, on exactly that same frequency, there was interference from a phone ham in upper sideband, presumably Australian, where I've heard them before, unusually phone on the 30-meter band. Radio Rebelde 5025 in Cuba had been reliable lately, with a very strong signal at night, and a very wide one as well. However, it was missing April 27th at 0607. I could barely detect it via remote in Florida about 10 hours later. Despite the wide open spaces on the 11-meter band just coming into usage again, thanks to increasing sunspot numbers, two stations were on the same frequency, 25800, BBC, and World Music Radio in Denmark, the latter being very low powered and, of course, at a disadvantage. But its operator, Stig Hartvig Nielsen, tells Hardcore DX that from April 24th, Monday, BBC is moving from 25800 to 25700. That's Monday through Friday at 14 to 14:30 in Hausa via the Vatican relay site. He doesn't give the full schedule for that, but his other frequency, 15700 with 300 watts, World Music Radio, is normally Saturdays and Sundays from 06 until 22. Relying somewhere in Europe, thanks to a tip from operator Jorge R. Garcia, Radio Piranha was running a beacon, as he called it, April 22nd, on 6330 CW. I cannot hear it direct, but I did hear it via the remote in Holland. They were sending out RPI over and over and spelling out Radio Piranha with a plain N rather than an NA or an NH. This was April 22nd from 2310 past 2407. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports Indonesia on 3325 Voice of Indonesia, April 23rd at 1300 to 1340. He says a rare day with some actual audio, but less than semi-readable. There was a segment in English with news, announcement about the VOI contest, Today in History. And at 1319, a listener's letter and reception report was read. The IDs mentioned 3325, and then Indonesian wonder about food. He also heard RRI Nabiri Program 1 on 7289.93, April 24th, randomly from 0833 until off at 0919. They resumed their pre-Ramadan format of mostly easy-listening songs. But an Islamic segment with the return of the Shalawat Tarhim prayer preceding the Maghrib sunset call to prayer at 0904 to 0914, followed by more easy-listening songs. During more wintry months, I was able to hear Radio Kiribati on Kuriasumas Island just about every night on 846 kHz. That is a just barely audible carrier, but what else could it be around 0630? The last time I logged that direct was April 10th. So on April 25th, I checked the remote in Oahu to see if it was picking it up, and indeed it did get a trace on the waterfall at 0511. So they are still on the air. Richard Langley of the University of New Brunswick says on April 27th, I'm currently in Monterey, California for a conference and met up with Ron Howard for lots of talk about shortwave. There was a very good signal on 7200 in Korean I could not find listed. Ron helped me identify it as the new summer frequency for National Unity Radio from South to North Korea. Tuned in at April 27th, a few minutes before 1300, and got a good recording of the top-of-the-hour announcement, and a slight bit of jamming underneath. Or from Ron Howard himself about Echo of Hope from South to North Korea on their newest frequency, 7720. On Sunday, April 23rd at 1141, he was hearing the weekend-only English language lesson, continuing reading from Chapter 15 of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, along with lengthy explanations in Korean. Very good reception and no jamming on 7720. Program ended at 1156, with a foghorn at 1159. The other frequencies in parallel, 3985, 4885, 5995, 6250, and 6350 kHz. In the Nashville Flash Sheet, Ralphus W. Perry in Illinois reports on Radio Recep Erdogan, a Turkish jamming station via Emirlair, April 20th. I was all alone today on 17470 with a wonderful signal. At 1245, he says, great listening with thumping drums and martial chorus, tooting military trumpets. Obviously looking to block Radio Dengue Walat, but RDW at that time was not on 17470, but on 17475, with excellent instrumental Kurdish music and an even better signal. Always enjoyable to observe their cat-and-mouse game. I also track these off and on over a five-hour period on April 26, starting at 1519. Much of the time, they were on two separate frequencies. But I did perceive a Dengue Walat ID on 17470 at 1657. That means country voice. At 17.55, both were finally on the same frequency, 17.460, making a subaudible heterodyne of 2 hertz. Eclectic music from Mexico's last shortwave station, XCPPM, would be fun to listen to on 6185, slightly offset minus. But it happens all too often late at night that they're in dead air instead, such as April 27th at 0606, and previously noted April 14th at 0630. Ron Hart in California was monitoring this much later, April 21st, from 1140. But at that time, it's mixing with CHBC in China with equal strength, producing a mess. At 1201, the Mexican choral national anthem, an announcement in Spanish and off the air, and it seems that CHBC also went off the air about 1200 UT with their abbreviated schedule. Mauno Ritola refers us to the latest update from the World Radio TV Handbook about clandestines for Myanmar. There are 3 of them listed. BNI, which is Burma News International in Burmese and other languages. It's at 1:30 UT on 13710 via the UAE. 11:30-12 on 17730 via Taiwan. And 13:14 on 21710 via UAE. These are all daily. And then there's Mizima Radio, MIZZIMA, at 12:13 UT daily on, also on 21710, just before the other one, via the UAE. And finally, Radio NUG via Taiwan at 14:14:30 on 11940 and 02:02:30 on 17790, both of those via Haochung, Taiwan. The Russian ethnic pirate, perhaps in Arizona, radio channel Eastern Star or Vostochnaya Zvezda, continues to be heard late at night and probably all night on its newer frequency, 7400, as we first reported last week. Ron Howard in California has been hearing it, such as April 21st at 10:03, with better reception than before. There was a Russian interval signal and IDs in English and Russian, and a brief political spot about the socialist revolution, mentioning the USA, China, and Russia. Also heard 2 nights later, April 23rd at 11:37, but not heard on April 24th, around 09:45. Ron reports it again April 26th at 09:28, with a brief drama in Russian, and an ID as Radio Channel Eastern Star. Arthur Posner says the audio is from a children's cartoon or movie, from the 70s or maybe later. And I was hearing it again on 7400 AM, April 27th at 05:57, with a few words sounding like Russian, and into music past the top of the hour. Few Peruvian stations remain on shortwave. Radio Galas in Chile reports on 4775 Radio Tarma. April 22nd at 0105 to 115 with music and an ID. And April 23rd at midnight 45 to 0100 with music. Late at night around 0630, I do hear a barely audible carrier on 4810, which is presumably Radio Logos, but no longer one on 4820, Radio Senda Cristiana. It is very much active, but no longer leaving their carrier on overnight, it seems. Claudio Barras in Chile reports Radio Senda, April 21st, at midnight 25 to 0250, with a program about marriage, music, through the Bible in Spanish, and a Quechua service at 0140, with music and devotionals. And on April 22nd, at midnight 55 to 0105, with music and ID, relaying the other station, RRI, RRI. April 23rd at 01:35, he reports the Quechua service again with music and devotionals. And also reported by Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in Brazil, Radio Senda Cristiana 4820, April 23rd at 09:02, an overture with the national anthem, local time announcement as 4:02, an ID in Quechua, some short music, a Spanish time announcement mentioning FM stereo, folk music and Andean music, and a time check in Spanish for 4:07. Very good reception, but with some interference. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 2188. A non-commercial service, like our website, worldofradio.com, for which financial support is very much appreciated, which may be sent via money order or check on a U.S. bank, to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK 73702. Or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. These comments from Kai Ludwig in Germany about Saudi Arabia. It would be very much interesting to find out if the Riyadh shortwave facilities are still in use at all. I find it suspicious how parts of the station grounds are under development. No antennas appear to be physically affected so far, but I doubt they can still all be used. In some cases, there's just really little distance left for firing up 500 kilowatts of RF power with up to 20 dB antenna gain into the new buildings. He's been consulting Google Maps. Perhaps prompted by a comment from Frank Last in France, F4LKC, on April 8th. No trace of Saudi Radio International, not even the Indonesian service, on 21670. You never know when a frequency of Spanish national radio will be missing, such as 17855 for North America. It was not on the air April 25th, but that was a Tuesday, so there was no English. 15520 via the Middle East was best instead. It was on the air on April 24th, but that was during the major geomagnetic storm, resulting in a very weak signal. More or less back to normal by Wednesday the 26th for the next English broadcast at 2200. The feature this time was about the opera Nixon in China being produced for the first time in Spain, an interview with the minimalist composer John Adams and others involved in the production. Simultaneous English at 2200 but for an hour from Voice of Turkey on 11785 is also unreliable. On April 21st, I could barely tell it was not off the air. It was not off the air on April 22nd either, but no signal on April 26th. Something's always erroneous, said Emerler. Tarek Zaidan in Cairo reports an NID Arabic station on 11840, April 26th. At 0315 UT, a program for farming with a phone-in from a man who was interviewed about how to deal with tomato seeds. He mentioned several towns in Syria, but there was no ID given. Around 0330, it ended with music typical of Encompass. Englishel points out that in HFCC, this frequency is reserved for international radio for disaster relief. And in fact, there's currently a schedule at this time, 03 to 0330, for Turkey, Syria, and Kurdistan. 250 kilowatts, 310 degrees from the UAE, which is also favorable for Europe and North America. And it's Monday through Friday only in Arabic. Then on May 8th to June 17th, the same but will be on a different frequency, 11830, according to registrations. Mauno Ritola says, this is in the latest WRTH update. Here's what it is. Agricultural Voices Syria. And they have a website in the UK, agricultural-voices.sussex.ac.uk. A rather convoluted story, best read in its original form, but here's how it starts via Mike Cooper from Financial Times. Dowden defends appointment of BBC chair as transparent. Deputy Prime Minister comments before publication of a report into how Richard Sharp secured the broadcasting role. Oliver Dowden, the new Deputy Prime Minister, said the manner of Richard Sharp's appointment was transparent and above board, as the beleaguered BBC chair and Tory donor awaits publication of a report into how he secured the job. Via Dan Robinson, an NBC News story on April 23rd about Jeff Shell, who was asked to step down after an investigation into inappropriate conduct, is from his position as an executive at NBC. Dan points out that he headed the Broadcasting Board of Governors, as it was then called, simultaneously with being a senior NBC executive some years ago. John Filiozzi comments, what's more problematic is the penchant for USAGM to hire only big names from its commercial sector. Non-commercial international media requires specialized expertise that these business executives sorely lack, exemplified by the generally rather weak and unfocused nature of this international media organization, despite some smatterings of success in a few areas. Last week, we reported that the Radio Angela transmitter of WBCQ 5130 was off the air. Uncle Bill Tilford replied, a bit too late to include then, there are two components to the problem, parts and labor. The late Tom Barna was the engineer in residence, who might have been able to jury-rig something, and he is missed more than ever right now. Tim Tron and Alan were some distance away. That transmitter does need new tubes, hard to find and expensive. However, by April 23rd, Bill notified us that it was coming back that evening. And indeed, 5129.984 was again on the air from 0200 UT Monday, April 24th, with Radio Angela's Concert Hall. However, that coincided with an extreme propagation disturbance and high storm noise levels, making it no joy to listen to. Uncle Bill responds, "We can't let Grofe's Grand Canyon Suite go unheard. Likewise, Lainey Peterson's reading of Don Juan Be Spliced by the Sun. So we will repeat this episode next week. That is UT Monday, May 1st. And this also means World of Radio should again be audible UT Saturday at 0400 on 5130. AVOH California on 9975 is still missing, not heard during their scheduled broadcasts on UT April 21st, 22nd, or 23rd. Are they ever on the air anymore? On the other hand, WRNO has expanded its schedule from Louisiana on 7505. For quite a while, they were running only from 01 to 04 UT. But on April 21st, they were still going in English at 0616. And also running late, April 22nd and 23rd, I wonder what time they're now signing off. Ron Howard in California was still hearing them. April 24th at 7:49 in Arabic, and in English at 0809. Also heard in Chinese at 0841 and 0923. Over April 27th, around 0600, there was 30 over 9 of dead air. Something's messed up at Metairie. Mike Terry forwards a story from Radio Inc., April 25th. The FCC's Enforcement Bureau has issued warnings to 16 landowners in the New York City, New Jersey area for allowing illegal broadcasting from their property as part of the Bureau's New York pirate sweeps. Thanks to new powers Congress bestowed on FCC through the PIRATE Act, including higher penalties up to over $2 megadollars. As far as we know, they're only concerned with FM, not shortwave, but is it worth the risk? Ron Howard continues to monitor Radio Vanuatu on 7260 until 0658 UT, and a minute later it comes up on 11835, the third harmonic of 3945, much better reception up there. And he recorded an ID at the initial top of the hour, giving two shortwave frequencies as if they were on at the same time, 7260 and 3945. The 11835 broadcast has been cutting off at 0858.50. In the NASA flash sheet, Ralphus W. Perry, Illinois, reports on 9670 Radio DLSN, that is, Dap Loi Song Nui, the Pao Chung, Taiwan, clandestine for Vietnam, April 20th, first signal at 12:35, no problem from a Hanoi jammer. However, on April 22nd, it came on the air at 12:29:50 with an orchestral theme, opening announcements in Vietnamese, and a newscast, fair to good signal. No problem from the jammer, which is usually absent, but later he was tuning to hear the very distinctive Hanoi wailing siren jammer, which had been missing from 9670, instead on top of 9920. That's targeting FEBC via IBA with an ethnic language transmission to the Vietnam Highland people. He says, I guess Hanoi doesn't have unlimited jamming resources like China, so they have to pick their spots. Unidentified, Marcos Cox in Chile reports a carrier on 4835, April 26th at 2310 UT. No audio, a really weak carrier on an Argentine remote, but stronger on an SDR closer to Russia and Kazakhstan. He started listening at 2218 and was still on the air an hour later. 4835 brings to mind the old frequency of Sikkim, which is supposedly gone from shortwave. The only station known to be active now on 4835 is the low-power shortwave Australia, but that's a bit late for it to be propagating. Zaharias Liangas in Greece reports that an ID called Music for Joy once again on 17670, April 25th at 1420, with the same tune as the previous week, an un-ID piece of music, and a good signal. The Digital Radio Mondiale General Assembly is offering prizes to one-line responses to this question. Why does DRM matter to me, my place, or my country? Ken Zicke replies, it doesn't. It appears the designers for DRM on shortwave never actually listened to shortwave, as the design does not work over long distances. How's that? And Kari Kallio in Finland replies, analog radio broadcasting is a rather ingenious invention. It tolerates almost anything and can still convey information, even in difficult conditions. Nevertheless, someone, somewhere, thought the opposite, that analog is bad and digital is good. Not understanding at all the communication between long distances, where degradation should never break the connection. Would it be worthwhile to first talk with those who passionately practice radio communication monitoring on a daily basis, such as DX listeners and radio amateurs around the world, before putting millions into such technical projects, the usability and reliability of which have already been proven unreliable in several tests? It would be worth stopping to think about what we are doing. A person can tolerate quite a lot of fluctuation in signal strength, but very little when the transmission stutters along the way. Another topic of discussion in our World of Radio IO group, will artificial intelligence take over radio? These comments from Sean McHenry, who says, "My opinion only based on a lifetime of behind-the-scenes broadcasting, photography, videography, and film." Just like satellite studios and remote programmers playing out music by proxy via servers, yes, AI will take over radio. It'll be far cheaper for a computer to not only conduct market surveys, but also to track on-air plays, create artificial voice DJs, collate and assess the numbers, and decide what music and, in the end, political ideology will be broadcast. The last bit based on the politics of the keepers of the money programming the beast. AI-created talking heads are already delivering television commercials. I predicted about 20 years ago that with animation getting better and eventually indistinguishable from reality, it would be in the interest of network TV to create artificial talking heads. They could simply feed a new script to a blonde-haired, blue-eyed surfer type for the LA audiences and an African-American version for, say, Detroit. I'm not trying to be racist or anything at all here, but wouldn't it make sense to have your news in your locality delivered by someone that reflects your neighborhood? Exactly the same script running to hundreds of fake newscasters delivering the news the way the local audience wants to see it. And you don't have to pay them or have a wardrobe expense account. It's all coming. Welcome to this brave new world, the one of advertising courtesy of Minority Report. Anyone remember Max Headroom? Yes, AI will dominate everything, and with the likes of Bill Gates at the helm, it will likely ruin all free expression at the larger levels. The opinions of Sean McHenry. Mike Cooper forwards a story from AFP via France 24 that Twitter has dropped state-affiliated tags for media accounts, as noted April 21st. Mike Terry sends this from space.com April 21st. The sun may reach the peak of its current activity cycle in 2024, 1 year ahead of official predictions, according to new research. A team's finalized forecast expects it to peak in late 2024, 1 year earlier than NASA and NOAA had predicted, with a maximum monthly sunspots of 185. Meanwhile, there was a total shortwave fade-out April 23rd. A coronal mass ejection reached Earth's magnetic field on that date at 1737 UT, sparking a severe G4-class geomagnetic storm with auroras sighted as far south as northern Oklahoma. The K and X reached 8, and it took 2 or 3 days for conditions to normalize. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued April 24th, and chances no higher than 15 and 4 on April 28th, 12 and 3 on May 1st, and 7th. Otherwise, mostly 8 and 3 or 5 and 2 from May 3rd to 20th. Solar flux rising from 120 April 28th to a peak of 170 May 12th and 13th, and down to 135 by May 20th. Thus concludes World of Radio 2188. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors, Glenn Hauser here inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.